What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Last week, I watched a short film that has really stuck with me. It's called Dekhla, and it's one of the films in the Chicago Palestine Film Festival this year. The filmmaker, a Chicagoan named Nick Leffel, says it's inspired by his experience as an adoptee. The narrator is speaking Arabic, but the English subtitles tell us that they're asking the question, can one feel nostalgia for a land one has never known? And honestly, when I think about the photos from Gaza over the last 7 months, decimated schools, hospitals, entire neighborhoods, that question hits especially hard. The Chicago Palestine Film Festival has been around for 23 years, but this year feels different.
We adapt what we're doing and the accommodations that we allow filmmakers, the grace that we give them, may be different than other film festivals because we would rather work 10 times harder to get a filmmaker from Gaza the opportunity to showcase their films than to neglect that potential filmmaker from having this platform.
This is Nina Shoman-Dajani, the executive director of the festival. I sat down with her and Nick to learn more about this year's lineup. We started by getting into what makes the Chicago Palestine Film Festival so singular.
We showcase films that are not traditionally given the platforms on mainstream media or in mainstream cinema atmospheres to share with the world. And so we fill that void. And we provide a space where people can come and learn about Palestine, hear Palestinian narratives, and watch Palestinian lived experiences through the medium of film and through the arts, which to me is very special and to our community is very special. We also are in a geographic region in which has one of the largest Palestinian populations in the United States. So for the Palestinian population in Chicagoland, it is very special to have a film festival that reflects their experiences, the experiences and histories of their families and their ancestors. And so we feel like we are also serving the purpose of allowing folks to come in and see themselves on screen, which is very powerful.
Yeah. And won't have to go too far to do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Nick, you directed the short film, Dekhla. Introduce me to the film. Tell me and the person listening what it's about.
Yeah, Dekhla is an experimental, ambiguous, short narrative film about a guy who is a refugee from the West Bank, and he lives in Mexico, in Latin America. And, you know, some of his family also had immigrated over to Dekhla, Morocco. And, you know, is dispersed all around. And so it's a weird kind of open-ended experimental film about, you know, trying to come to the terms with grief about, you know, being a refugee in a place where you might kind of look like the local homogenous population and you might want to try to fit in, but the culture is like absolutely different. And so, you know, through that, you know, you have to reckon what's going on in your homeland while you're also living in someone else's.
Is the film, does it feel autobiographical in some ways?
In some small ways, yeah. It's like not really autobiographical, but I was adopted as from a young age internationally, and so trying to like find my own birth family and like cousins from it. A lot of them are refugees, and so a lot of it is really looking at, you know, what they're going through and trying to transmute that onto celluloid.
Yeah, onto celluloid.
Yeah.
Is that a film word?
Yeah, like onto like analog film, like non-digital.
Put me on,
stuff.
Nick.
Yeah, no, you're good.
I'm like, what are we saying? Okay, got you.
Onto the silver screen,
yes.
I should say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You talked about Latin America as a place where the film is set for some parts. What is it about this place in Latin America that brings forth these experiences that people are having in the other countries that are reflected here?
Yeah, like a year and a half ago, there was a really good New York Times article that talked about how there was a lot of like Afghan refugees going to Mexico because they couldn't get, you know, access and entry into the United States after what happened in Kabul. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, going to Mexico, there is like a small Muslim population. And in Guadalajara, there is like a small like Palestinian population. And so, you know, I have Palestinian relatives who are refugees and some of them who are still stuck in Gaza and Jenin. And, you know, just kind of looked at that and put the pieces together to make some really weird art with it and stuff. So, yeah.
Nina, how does planning the festival feel different this time around, given everything that's happening in Gaza right now?
Thank you for asking that question, because it does feel different. Historically, the organizers of this festival have always had strong conviction for this work. It's a labor of love. We enjoy the work that we're doing, but in the last several months, in the last going on 7 months now, almost 200 days of the ongoing horrific war on the people of Gaza, we have really doubled down in our conviction to share Palestinian narratives and stories. And through this platform, the Chicago Palestine Film Festival, we have this enormous privilege to host a festival in what would be considered a safe space for the community to gather and be together and to commune around watching film, but also just being in a space that feels supportive and that feels warm and welcoming during a time when Palestinian narratives are actively being erased and Palestinians are being dehumanized in the media and mainstream platforms in general, and also in the arts. So again, as a privileged community that has the ability to host a film festival, we recognize that we're doing this in a safe space when many of our Palestinian brothers and sisters can no longer practice their art. Many filmmakers, artists, designers, cultural workers, and of course, we know men, women, and children of all backgrounds have been killed relentlessly in Gaza, and this is an opportunity for us to honor the tradition of Palestinian arts and uplift stories of the Palestinian people, and also to showcase Palestinians on screen, not only as historic victims or people who have experienced occupation or military attacks, but also those that love life and experience joy and our films share family dynamics and generational experiences and music and so many other things that we don't traditionally get to see on TV and in the movies.
Nick, I'd love to hear what you would add to that as an artist and as a person making. You've talked about having family members that are refugees from this area. And yeah, tell me, how does that sit with you?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, a lot of film festival programmers and a lot of film festival team are really putting, you know, a lot on the line to be able to speak up and have a festival that brings forth such, you know, advocacy and visibility for what's going on right now. But also it's a celebration of culture. So I think, you know, like from a film festival standpoint and a filmmaker's standpoint, there always need to be film communities and film festival communities. And like, you know, just for the Palestinian community here in Chicago to be able to have that for their own is like extremely important, whether or not there's a genocide going on and stuff, because, you know, this is not the first year of the festival at all. I would say like myself, like growing up with a white family in an adoptive white family and having roots from the Levant, Syria and Afghanistan. Like there's, you know, those are some pretty war-torn places. And like the, you know, I'm standing at a place of absolute privilege, and the best thing that I can do is like to use my camera as a voice to be able to, you know, I don't know, whether it's giving, you know, rise and highlighting some of the things that are going on, or using like experimentation or subtlety for this, every filmmaker has a different way of approaching it. So if you're a festival programmer, you're making a festival so that you can have a voice. Filmmakers, same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've only seen two of your films. In both of them, belonging is a theme that I picked up on. Talk about your connection to belonging as a theme and an experience.
Yeah, I mean, my overarching thesis is like, I don't know, like in my off time, like I took like a DNA test, you know, like those 23andMe mm-hmm. ancestry yeah. things, and you can connect with like family members mm-hmm. and stuff. And so my sense of belonging is like reaching out to those family members and connecting with them. And some of them live in like Los Angeles or New York or Toronto. So, you know, I like get to go and visit them. And then I learn more about myself and my culture, and I get a little bit closer to finding like mom and dad. And so in that in that regard, it's like, you know, like that's all I've been searching for like my whole life. And so that's like a huge theme in my films, because I'm just like constantly thinking about it.
Yeah.
And so you can play that off through comedy, through experimentation, through drama, whatever you want. So it's really malleable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How has being a part of film community with the festival, within also Palestinian cultural spaces in Chicago, supported how you think about those roots that you're starting to find?
Yeah. I mean, as diverse of a city as Chicago is, I mean, like, I'm so thankful to the local Arab population who have really helped foster me in as like a, you know, as an artist and stuff like that. And they've been, you know, just extremely helpful in grounding me in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to be able to like give back to them with whatever I can. But Chicago is one of those cities where like you can find pretty much anything here if like, you know, whatever type of practice that you want. So, you know, it's like a Midwestern hub in a way, and thus why we have such vibrant festivals for like filmmaking and arts.
Nina, people might look at this title of the festival, see the word Palestine, and think it's a homogenous space. And you've talked about the diversity in so many different kinds of films. But people might think that this is a festival for and by people with connections to that area, right? And it's people. And I wonder what you would say to folks who might be thinking that.
That's a phenomenal question. Because the best way to answer that, or that I would say to people, is to show up and to see our audience. We have an extremely diverse audience with Chicagoans and folks from surrounding areas, even from neighboring states that come specifically during our festival time. All ages, all backgrounds, all demographics, all faith-based groups, from different faith groups. We have, you know, in terms of age, you know, people coming with children and folks that are of all ages coming as well. So there is no one way to characterize our population that comes to the festival. Yes, we do get a lot of support from the Arab and Palestinian community, because as I said, you know, we are fighting against the erasure and challenging ways, stereotypical images and negative stereotypes of Arabs and traditionally Muslims in the media, and of course Palestinians, and providing a space where people can see something different. But we also find so much support from non-Palestinian and non-Arab communities. And we are so inspired by that. And our ticket sales this year show that there's a demand to see films about Palestine and films by Palestinian filmmakers. But also, if you look at the directors of the films that we are featuring, you will find many non-Palestinian, non-Arab filmmakers from around the world who have dedicated their professional lives to making films about Palestine. Mm-hmm. And so what we see is that Palestine and the Palestinian people and sharing their lived experiences is not something that is only dedicated by or restricted to Palestinian filmmakers. We have filmmakers from around the world, from Europe and, of course, from the Middle East, but also from Latin America and from throughout the United States, that are very interested in Palestinian stories.
Yeah. What does it mean to you? I mean, seeing how, you know, ticket sales have just really boomed. I mean, your first event was sold out You made an encore event that sold out.
Yes.
What does it mean to you that this festival has stood the test of time? I mean, 23 years.
Yeah, it's an example of how resilient the Palestinian community is. The Chicago Palestine Film Fest committee is made up of a very diverse group of individuals. Not all of us are Palestinian. And so first I want to say, you know, thank you to the Film Festival committee and all of the volunteers who have dedicated an enormous amount of personal time to this space and to this work. I appreciate every single one of them, and we couldn't do this work without our volunteer base and our volunteer committee members and our amazing sponsors who have supported us for so many years. But the fact that we have lasted for 23 years, that we are the longest running Palestine Film Festival in the world, is an example of what the Palestinian people stand for, who we are, the resilience that our community continues to display day in and day out. And it also goes to show that, again, there's a demand to hear and see the Palestinian people on the big screen and as artists, and to hear the stories of our ancestors. And it's a wonderful opportunity that we have here to showcase in Chicago.
Nina Shoman-Dajani is the executive director of the Chicago Palestine Film Festival. Nina, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Nick Leffel is a filmmaker, and he directed a short film that is screening at the film festival called Dechla. Nick, thank you.
Thank you so much.
The Chicago Palestine Film Festival opened this past weekend and is running through May 4th. For tickets and more information, go to palestinefilmfest.com. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Maria Lopez was the engineer for this episode, and our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.